Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, September 6th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Declutter. Leading off today, for iOS 15 users, Apple is now prompting for consent to enable personalized ads for Apple IDs, which allows Apple to use your App Store purchase history and several other demographics to inform what advertising is displayed in the news and stocks applications, as well as for App Store search ads. This is a notable change for Apple because personalized advertisements was a toggle that was previously enabled by default without any kinds of prompts. In fact, Apple's decision to enable personalized advertising by default has led to quite a bit of antitrust scrutiny, especially as Apple limited the ability of third-party advertising networks to target individual users. So with iOS 15, Apple is looking to remove some of that pressure with a new prompt that says personalized ads in Apple apps help you discover apps, products, and services that are relevant to you. The user must then explicitly click Turn on Personalized Ads before Apple will use any sort of demographic data for targeting. The addition of this dialogue now brings Apple's advertising policy more in line with what third-party developers are required to do as part of app tracking transparency. And like before, users can still adjust their advertising preferences at any time by going to the Settings application, choosing Privacy, then looking for the Apple Advertising option. In other news today, last week, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said that Apple would add support for new low Earth orbit satellite communication technology with the iPhone 13. Subsequently, Bloomberg reported on more details about the feature and its implementation, including some notable limitations. Now, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has offered more details on the feature, writing over the weekend that satellite communication technology for emergency communication will only be available in certain markets. Gurman says, quote, "The emergency features will only work in areas without any cellular coverage and only in select markets. Apple envisions eventually deploying its own array of satellites to beam data to devices, but that plan is likely years away from taking off." The report also doubles down on the fact that Apple will not give users the ability for iPhones to make calls when they are without cellular coverage. The feature is designed only for emergency communications, including transmitting short emergency text messages and sending SOS distress signals for things like plane crashes, sinking ships, or other natural disasters. So ultimately, while the initial Ming-Chi Kuo report last week made it seem like this was a revolutionary new technology for communicating without cellular connectivity, Apple's plans now don't seem quite as ambitious, and it is still possible that the software support for the LEO satellite technology is not there initially for the iPhone 13 and does not come until sometime next year. We are sponsored this week by Declutter, the smart way to buy and sell tech. Declutter is the fast and easy and totally free way to recycle your phone for cash. And now, just in time for the iPhone 13 next week, you can get extra cash with our exclusive promo code 9TO5MAC at checkout. Declutter offers a free instant valuation with no auctions or fees to deal with. Then just ship your items for free from your closest UPS shipping location and get paid the same day your items arrive at Declutter by direct deposit or PayPal. Declutter will lock in your trade-in price for 28 days so you can beat depreciation and get ready to update to the iPhone 13. Again, just enter the code 9to5Mac at checkout and Declutter will boost the value of your trade-in by 10% up to a max of $30. Declutter is the best way to get ready for the iPhone 13, so hit the link in the show notes to get started. Rounding out today, while reports have suggested that the Apple Watch Series 7 is facing production issues because of its new design, Apple is reportedly still planning to announce the new Series 7 alongside the iPhone 13 as soon as next week. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple plans to move forward with the Series 7 announcement, but that the device will only be available in severely limited quantities at launch. Bloomberg outlines that Apple basically has three choices on what to do. Delay the Apple Watch Series 7 announcement while production issues are resolved. Make the announcement as usual and make the device available in limited quantities. Or make the announcement as usual but delay the release until production issues are resolved. So for the Apple Watch Series 7, Bloomberg says it will be announced as usual alongside the iPhone 13, but that there will be a mix of the models shipping late or available from day one in severely limited quantities. The Apple Watch Series 7 is expected to feature a new flat edge design and be available in 41mm and 45mm sizes. The Series 7 is expected to come with exclusive new watch faces to take advantage of the larger displays, but we aren't expecting any revolutionary new health features this year, with Apple instead focusing on that new design and new display. For instance, a report last week erroneously suggested the Series 7 would feature support for blood pressure monitoring, but Bloomberg says that this is not the case and that technology is still years away from coming to fruition. The Apple Watch Series 7 is expected to be announced in just over a week alongside the iPhone 13 at Apple's September special event. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.